嗯，喉咙有点发炎，所以请弟兄姊妹们为我祷告，宽容忍耐我。
Please bear with me because I have a little bit uncomfortableness with my throat.
好，我们先一起来读一段圣经，是在《生命记》第26章，我们从第一节读到第11节。
Let's read some scriptures. First is the Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 1 through 11.
翻到我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
好，我们一起来。你进去得了耶和华你神所赐你为业之地居住，就要从耶和华你神赐你的地上，将所收的各种出熟的土产取些来，盛在筐子里，往耶和华你神所选择要立为他名的居所去。见当时做祭司的对他说，我今日向耶和华你神明认，我已来到耶和华向我列祖起誓应许赐给我们的地。祭司就从你手里取过筐子来，放在耶和华你神的坛前。你要在耶和华你神面前说，我祖原是一个将亡的亚兰人，下到埃及寄居，他人口稀少，在那里却成了又大又强、人数很多的国民。埃及人恶待我们，苦害我们，将苦功加在我们身上。于是我们哀求耶和华，我们列祖的神。耶和华听见我们的声音，看见我们所受的困苦、劳碌、欺压，他就用大能的手和伸出来的膀臂，一大可畏的事与神迹奇事，领我们出了埃及，让我们领进这地方，把这牛奶与蜜之地赐给我们。耶和华，现在我把你所赐给我地上出熟的土产奉了来，随后你要把筐子放在耶和华你神面前，向耶和华你的神下拜。
你和利未人定在你们中间寄居的，要因耶和华你神所赐你和你家的一切福乐欢乐。
好，我们一起仰望主。主，我们感谢你赐给我们诸般的恩惠。
We thank you for giving us all those grace and mercy.
我们本来是将亡的亚南人，本来是与你的神国无份无关的。
We were people who are not have nothing to do with the kingdom of God.
我们今天蒙了何等大的恩惠！我们可以站在你的面前来诉说你在我们身上的恩典。
But what great grace that we have received today that we can stand before you.
我们得着神儿子的荣美的生命。
And receive this beautiful and glorious life of Son of God.
我们得着永生的应许。
And receive this promise of the eternal life.
并且这永生是从今天就可以在我们身上可以活出来的。
And this eternal life can be lived out within us today.
我们可以经历你的恩惠的大能。
We can experience your merciful and graceful power.
我们要活出神儿子荣美的生命。
And live out this beautiful and glorious life of Son of God.
祝我们仰望你，愿你在你的儿女们身上的心意得以满足。
Lord, we look upon you. May your wills upon you, among your children can be fulfilled.
来向我们亲自的说话。
And speak to us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
假如有一个农夫，他继承了一片田产，是肥沃并且有充足的水源的田产。
So suppose there is a farmer who inherits a field which is fertile and well watered.
可是这个农夫他却不肯花时间和精力去耕种这片田产。
But this farmer refused to spend time and energy to cultivate this field.
那到了秋天该收成的时候，田里面却没有出产。
until the time of autumn or a time to harvest, the fields did not produce.
当别人在享受那个丰收的收成的时候，他却只能够忍受贫乏疾苦。
So when others enjoy a bountiful harvest, he can only suffer poverty.
那是这个农夫该抱愧蒙羞呢，还是他去责怪这个田产？
So should the farmer to be ashamed, or he should blame his field?
那很显然，当然是这个农夫他该抱愧蒙羞。
Of course, the farmer should be ashamed.
一个殷勤的农夫，他有丰盛的田产，他一定会去辛勤的劳作。
So a diligent farmer who has a rich land, abundant land, he must work hard to cultivate it.
他一定要耕种出丰盛的田产。
He will cultivate and harvest a rich crops.
那同样的道理，我们这些蒙神所爱的儿女，我们是承受了神丰盛的产业。
So in the same way, we are the children of God, who have inherited God's abundant inheritance.
就是他的独生爱子，那个丰盛的生命已经放在了我们的里面。
So which is the heavenly, glorious life of His only begotten Son, which is already within us.
我们要做一个殷勤的农，一个殷勤的基督徒，就一定要活出神儿子丰盛的生命。
So to be a diligent Christian.One must live out the abundant life of Christ.
那我们都知道，《生命记》是向我们开启神怎么样持守神的产业，怎么样活出神的性情，过得胜生活的一本书。
So we know that Deuteronomy is a book that reveals us how to hold on to our spiritual inheritance, live out God's divine nature, His characters, and live an overcoming life.
那《生命记》中的律例典章。是为了叫他的儿女，叫神的儿女遵守，可以持守神的同在，可以活出得胜的生活。
The statutes and ordinances in Deuteronomy are for God's people to obey, so that they can maintain God's presence and live a victorious life.
当然，我们也知道，我们看到以色列人的历史，当他们进入迦南地以后，他们确实是得着了神丰盛的产业。
We look at the history of the Israelites. When they entered the land of Canaan, they have received and gained the inheritance from God.
但是很可惜的是，他们没有持久地遵守神的律例典章。
But sadly, they did not obey God's statutes and ordinances.
当然，他们凭着自己天然的能力，他们确实也没有办法去遵守。
But they was not able to obey according to by themselves.According to the flesh.
所以后来我们就看见他们进入迦南地以后，神儿女的光景却是越来越黑暗。
So we see that after they entered the land of Canaan, the situation of God's people became increasingly dark.
四世纪有四百年之久，神的儿女不能够长久的享受神所赐的产业的丰盛。
So in the book of Judges, for more than 400 years, God's people could not enjoy the richness of the abundance of inheritance from God for a long time.
所以我们看这一段历史，这是对我们的一个警示。
So when we take a look at this history, it is a warning to us.
我们要知道，神的话语是生命的亮光，指引我们当行的路。
We should know that God's words are the light of life, teaching us the way we should walk.
叫我们可以享受基督的丰盛，可以活出基督的荣美。
So that we can enjoy the abundance of Christ and live out the beauty of Christ and enjoy His glories.
生命记二十六章这里，神对他的儿女有一个特别的律例。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 26, God has a special statute for His people.
就是以色列民他们进入迦南地得着产业以后。他们要耕种那地。
That is when they enter the land of Canaan, and obtain God's promised land. They will need to cultivate that land.
那地所出的初熟的田产，他们要带到神的面前，要献给神。
Of the first fruits of the ground, they need to take some and offer to God.
献上神所赐的产业，所生长出来的初熟的土产，这是神对他的儿女的一个要求。
So offering the first fruits of the God-given inheritance is a special requirement of God for His people.
那我今天的题目就是粗俗的土产。
So my topic today is the first fruit of the land.
我们要来思想什么是粗俗的土产。
We need to think about what are the first fruits.
神为什么要粗俗的土产？
Why does God want the first fruits?
那更重要的是，我们怎么样能有粗俗的土产献给神？
So more importantly, how do we produce the first fruits and offer to God?
什么是初熟的土产？
So what are the first fruits of the land?
主耶稣说，一粒麦子若不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒。
The Lord says, unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain.
若是死了，就结出许多的籽粒来。
If it dies,It produces much grain.
所以粗俗的土产实在是一个非常生动的一幅图画。
So the first fruits are indeed a vivid picture.
它预表了耶稣基督死而复活的生命。
Which is the type of the resurrected life of Jesus Christ.
所以圣经里面用粗俗的土产来预表耶稣基督。
So the Bible uses the first fruits to typify Christ and what belongs to Christ.
也预表耶稣基督所有关的，比如基督的生命、基督的性情。
And also typify all the things related to Christ, including the life and the nature of Christ.
也预表基督的子民，就是我们这些属神的人。
And also the people of Christ, which is us.
所以我们就知道，在旧约里面献上初熟的土产这一幅图画。就是新约里面我们所说的活出基督属天荣美的生命。
So now we know the picture of offering the first fruits of the land in the Old Testament is the same as living out the heavenly and beautiful life of Christ in the New Testament.
那我在圣经里面第一次提到初熟是在出埃及记第23章。
So, the first mention of the first fruits in the Bible is in in Exodus chapter 23.
讲到收割节的律例，收割节也叫做七节或者叫初熟节。
So it talks about the statutes of the Feast of Harvest. The Feast of Harvest is also called the Feast of Weeks or Feast of First Fruits.
就是神定规，神的儿女在。初熟的日子，就大麦收割的初熟的日子，要把初熟的土产要带一些，带到神的面前献给神。
So God requires His people that when the barley was first ripening, God's people would bring some of the first fruits and offer to Him.
那我们知道，在出埃及记23章那里，神向他的子民来启示这些律例的时候，是在西乃山的旷野。
So we know that in Exodus chapter 23, God revealed the law of the first fruits when the Israelites arrived at the Mount Sinai in the wilderness.
那我们也知道，神所启示的初熟之物是指的后来他们以色列民进入迦南地以后，从迦南的出产。
Now we know that the first fruits refer to the produce of the people after they entered the land of Canaan.
这是神对当时神的子民。当时也是这样启示的。
So this was also the God's revelation to His people at that time.
可是对这些刚刚出埃及，那个时候是没有地图的。他们刚刚出埃及，他们不知道，从来没有去过迦南地，甚至不知道迦南的方向在哪里的这些以色列人。
So for those Israelites, there was no map there. And then when they just left Egypt, they don't even know where the land of Canaan was.
那我不知道那些以色列民他们心里面会不会有一个疑问。
I'm wondering if there will be a question in their minds.
他们在埃及的时候，土地是非常的肥沃的。埃及是当时非常发达的一个农业帝国。
So when they were in Egypt, the land of Egypt was very fertile. It was famous for its fertility.
埃及的出产甚至我想是比迦南地的还要丰富。
They have very abundant produce, which is maybe richer than the land of Canaan.
那我们知道后来以色列民他们在旷野里面， 他们一遇到缺乏的时候，他们就回想埃及的丰富。
So, whenever the Israelites encountered difficulties in the wilderness, they began to miss the rich produce in Egypt.
他们回想埃及是有黄瓜、有西瓜、有葱、姜、蒜等等。
And they missed the rich produce in Egypt, including cucumbers, watermelons, green onions, gingers, and garlics.
以色列人大概跟我们中国人挺像的。
Israelites are more like our Chinese people.
他们喜欢吃这些。
And they like eating things like that.
所以当他们吃神赐给他们玛拿的时候，他们当时的痛苦，我们中国人应该很能够理解。
They're really suffering when they're eating the manna God gave them. We can all relate.
那我不知道他们心里面会不会有一个疑问，他们在埃及的时候。神并没有让他们把埃及的土产献上，埃及的初熟土产献上献给神。
I'm wondering if they have this question mark because when they were in Egypt, God did not ask them to offer the first fruits of the land of Egypt.
埃及的出产虽然丰富
，although the produce of Egypt was abundant，
但是那不是神所要的初熟的土产。
But it was not the first fruits of the land that God wanted.
埃及的土产再怎么丰富，那是属于世界的，是属土的。
No matter how abundant the produce of Egypt is, it belongs to the world and it belongs to the earth.
神所要的初熟的土产是属天的，是属基督的。
So the first fruits of the land God wanted is belong to God, is heavenly.
今天我们这些属神的儿女，我们在地上，也许我们能够有一些出产。
So today, as children of God, on earth, we may have some achievements.
我们可能会有一些成就，也许是位居高位，也许是成为某一个领域的专家。
We may have some achievements, like we may be in a high position, or maybe we become an expert in a certain field.
我们也许有一些财富，即使是很平凡的，也许在我们的生活，我们工作的里面，我们总有一些按照世俗的标准成功的地方。
So we may have a lot of wealth, or even though we are ordinary, but at least some places are successful according to the secular standards.
但是如果我们觉得我们在这个世上我们的成就，我们可以归荣耀给神。
So if we feel that those harvests in the world can glorify God,
我们要小心啊。
We must be very careful.
我们也许不经意间，我们把埃及的土产献给了神。
We may be offering the produce of Egypt as the first fruits to God.
那不是神所要的。
That is not what God wanted.
当然，我们在地上，我们的工作，我们的生活，神祝福我们，我们要归荣耀给神。
Of course, God is blessing us all on our life and the work on earth. We should give glories to God.
但是神所要的初熟的土产，是与我们在地上我们的外面的德泽和我们的环境是无关的。
But the first fruits have nothing to do with our external possessions or circumstances on earth.
就像使徒保罗他所见证的。
Just like the Paul has testified.
他在腓立比书里面所说的
In the book of Philippians,
或卑贱或丰富或饱足或饥饿或有余或缺乏随时处在他都得了秘诀
So I know all the secrets to be abased and know how to abound to be full or to be hungry to abound or to suffer need
这些都不能影响他来侍奉神荣耀神
So none of them will affect him serving and glorifying God.
那神的百姓在旷野里面有四十年之久。
So God's people lived in the wilderness for 40 years.
神没有让他们在旷野里面定居下来。
But God did not ask them to settle down in the wilderness.
旷野也没有出产，神是用天上的玛拿来喂养他的百姓。
The wilderness did not produce any crops. God used the manna from heaven to feed His people.
经过旷野是脱去旧人穿上新人的过程
So passing through the wilderness is the process of putting off the old man and putting on the new man
是为了要预备进入迦南地神的应许之地
That is to prepare his people to enter the land of Canaan the promised land of God
旷野本身并不是目的经过旷野不是我们的目的地
So So the wilderness itself is not the goal. Passing through the wilderness is not our destination.
神的儿女不能够停留在旷野。
God's people cannot just stop there.
迦南地才是目的地，迦南地才有神丰盛的出产。
The land of Canaan is the goal. There we will have this abundant produce.
所以我们这些属神的儿女，我们在我们的生命中，我们会有一些经历。
So we as children of God will have some experiences in our daily lives.
有一些可能是十字架在我们身上 的工作，一些对付。
Sometimes it may be the dealing with the cross on us.
叫我们可以脱去旧人，穿上新人。
So that we can put off the old man and put on the new man.
这些十字架的对付的过程是必须的，叫我们的生命能够成长，叫我们脱去旧人。
So this process of being made and dealt withcross is necessary so that we can put off the old man and put on the new man.
但是这些经历本身并不是目的。
But the experience itself is not the goal.
这并不是神所要的那个田那个初熟的土产。
Nor are they the first fruits of land that God desires.
若是我们在这些经历在患难中，我们没有经历神。
If we do not experience the Lord during these experiences,
我们没有学习主要我们所学习的顺服他，跟从他的功课。
If we do not learn those lessons to obey and follow Him,
如果我们没有让主的生命借着这些经历在我们的身上能够成长，能够彰显出来。
If we did not let the Lord's work be done in us through experience and then let His life to be grown and manifested in us.
那我们可能仅仅只是受苦而已。
Maybe we're just suffering.
这并不是神的目的。
This is not the goal of God.
所以在艰难中，我们经历神的信实，顺服主的引领，让主的工作做成在我们的身上。
So experience God's faithfulness in difficult times. Obey the Lord's leading. Let the Lord's work be done in us.
借着这些经历做成在我们身上，让神儿子的生命。在我们的身上能够成长，能够彰显出来。
So through these experiences, the heavenly life of Christ can be manifested in us. This, yeah.
这才是神所要的初熟的土产。
That is the first fruits of land that God wants.
那我们知道，后来在民数记里面，那十二个探子的报告。
So we know that in the book of Numbers, from the report of the 12 spies.
那我们知道迦南地在神的百姓进去之前已经有非常丰盛的 出产了。
We know that before the God's people entered the land of Canaan, there had abundant fruits already.
但是在神的儿女还没有得着迦南地的产业的时候，那些出产并不是神所要的初熟的土产。
But before God's people received the inheritance of Canaan from God, that fruit, that produce is not the first fruits.
只有神的百姓进入迦南地，得着迦南地为业，那地里的出产才是初熟的土产。
Only when God's people entered the land of Canaan and take possession of the land, would the land have its first fruits.
我们这些人，我们本来是出于土，也要归于尘土的。
We the people are originally lowly and of the earth on the earth.
我们就像那些迦南人一样，我们是出于尘土，要归于尘土的。
We are from the earth and then belong to the earth.
今天感谢主，神的生命放在我们的里面。
But thank God, today God's life is in us, within us.
我们虽然是地里的土产，出于土的。
Even though we're just produced from the ground, belong to the ground.
但是因着我们里面有神儿子的生命，我们可以归给神。
But because we have this Lord's life in within us, we can be presented to God.
我们从前的天然的性格的里面，也许有一些很好的一些，在人看来很好的一些方面。
There may be some good things in our natural personality.
比如我们有些人是非常的有爱心，非常乐于助人。
For example, some people are very caring and helpful.
有些人非常的能够忍耐，非常的有耐心。
Some people are very patient.
可是这些天然的性格是虽然是好，看起来是好的，但是是不能用来侍奉神，不能用来荣耀神的。
So no matter how good those characters are, those characters are not able to serve Lord.
天人的生命是从属土的来的，不是从基督的生命里面出来的。
Because it does not come from the life of Christ, and it comes from the earth.
所以一个人不管他天人的性情如何，他唯有得着基督，唯有住在基督里面，他才能够来侍奉神，荣耀神。
So no matter what a person's the characteristics are, they only by gaining Christ and abiding in Christ can he live out the life of Christ and then serve him.
在他的身上才能够有初速度土产来献给神。
And then from him there will be first fruits can be presented to God and offered to him.
所以初速度土产不是从这个属土的，从这个世界里面出来的。
Therefore, the first fruits are not produced from the world.
不是从我们天人的那个生命里面出来的。
Nor from the flesh of our natural man.
初熟的土产是从神的儿子的生命里面出来的。
So the first fruits are from his son, the life of his son.
所以献上初熟的土产，就是我们这些本来是属土的，因着我们信靠神，我们成为属神的儿女。
So, offering the first fruits means that even though we are off the ground, but today, because of believing God, we can be called the children of God.
我们献上初熟土产，就是住在基督里，效法基督，活出基督荣美的生命。
And also, we live in Christ, imitate Christ, and let the life of Christ manifest from us.
那可能有人会想。
People may think,
我们活出基督荣美的生命，在基督里享受他的丰盛，这实在是一个非常高的目标。
So living out the glorious life of Christ and enjoy His abundant life is truly high for us.
对我来说实在是太远了，就好像要我考试考100分。
It is truly far for me. It's like to get full marks in the exam.
我不是摆烂的学生哦。
I'm not a bad student.
但是呢，我也不是那个能拿100分的尖子生。
I'm not a bad student who does not to study, but also not a top student who wants to get a 4 score.
那我能拿60分，那我就已经很满足了。
I just need to get a score of 60 to pass the exam.
那我信主了，我得着神儿子的生命，我有了永生的应许，那我就很满足了。
So I believe in the Lord, and with the life of the Son of God, the promise of eternal life is good enough for me.
享受基督的丰盛，活出基督荣美的生命，啊，这离我实在太远了。
So it is too far for me to enjoy the richness of Christ and live out the beauty of Christ.
我们来思想，神为什么要属神的儿女献上初熟的果子？
Let's think about why does God require God's children to offer the first fruits of the land?
罗马书11:36那里说到，万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他。
So, Book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 36, for of him and through him and to him are all things.
万有都是属于神的，就我们这些卑贱的。我们这些虽然是卑贱的，我们也是神所造的，是属于神的。
So all things belong to God, and we as lowly people are also belong to God. We are created to glorify Him.
我们受造本来就是要来荣耀神的。
We were created to glorify Him.
今天我们接受了神儿子宝血的救赎，在神面前得称为义人，这是神宝贵的。的恩典是他宝贵的恩典。
We accepted the redemption of the precious blood of Christ, Jesus Christ, and are justified before God. This is God's precious salvation.
在神面前得称为义，这是神宝贵的恩典，但却不是那个全部的恩典。
Being justified before God, this is the grace from God, but this is not all.
神完备的救恩，神全部的恩典。不仅要我们得称为义，还要叫我们得荣耀。
So God's complete salvation not only requires us to be justified, but also to glorify us.
虽然我们是这样的不配，但是因着他爱我们的大爱，神要把 他永恒的旨意就是要叫我们得荣耀的旨意做成在我们的身上。
So although we are so unworthy, God loves us and wants us to be partakers of His eternal purpose.
神的儿子谦卑自己，他舍弃天上的荣耀，他成为那个卑微的样式。
So therefore, the Son of God humbled Himself in the likeness of man to save us.
他要叫我们这些本来是卑微的人，我们要得着那个荣耀的样式。
To save us who were originally lowly could become the noble likeness of the Son of God.
神儿子的生命已经托付在我们的里面，他的见证也托付在我们的身上。
So the life of the Son of God is placed in us, has bestowed to us, entrusted to us, and His testimonies are also entrusted to us.
正如神的子民，他们进入迦南地，他们得着迦南地为业以后，他们要把出世的果子献给神。
Just like God's people, when they enter the land of Canaan, or when they inherited God's land, they want to give the first fruits of the land to God.
今天我们这些属神的儿女，我们得着基督儿神的儿子基督荣美的生命。
Today, as children of God, we have received this glorious life of Son of God, Jesus Christ.
我们也当把基督儿子那个属天荣美的生命从我们的身上活出来。
We have to live out this glorious life of Son of God from us.
神在我们身上救赎的计划是不会改变的，他既救我们，就救我们到底。
So God's plan of redemption in us will not change, and once He has saved us, He will save us to the uttermost.
所以神叫万事相互效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是照着他的旨意被招的。
Therefore, God makes all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose.
我们就是被他所招的，我们就是他蒙爱的儿女。
So we are all called according to His will. We are His children saved by His grace.
我们信主的时候，我们都说我们要爱主，我们要跟从主。
When we were saved by grace, we all said that we should follow the Lord and love Him.
所以神就叫那叫万有都归服他的大能，在我们身上行做那个奇妙的改变的工作。
So therefore, God made us and changed us according to the working by which He is able even to subdue all things to Himself.
他要叫万事都相互效力，要叫我们这些本来是卑贱的，我们要成为荣耀。
So He make all things work together for good to those who love Him, which is us, who are originally lowly, but to conformed to His glorious body.
他要叫我们活出神儿子那个属天荣耀的生命。
He wants us to live out this glorious and heavenly life of His Son.
是他为着他的永恒的旨意，他要做成在我们身上的。
For His eternal purpose, that is what He is determined to do among us.
虽然有的时候我们忘记了，不晓得或者不愿意。
Even sometimes we forget about it.
但是神他因着他不改变的爱和他不改变的旨意。
Or we refuse to accept it, but because of His never changing will.
他要叫我们经历，他要叫我们经过他所允许的。
He wants us to experience everything that He allows.
要叫我们的生命来被他制作改变。
So that our lives can be made and changed by Him.
所以有的时候我们经历一些看起来是不好的一些患难，一些难处。
So sometimes we're experiencing some difficulties.
我们需要转眼来仰望耶稣基督。
We have to return to God and gaze upon Him.
我们要有永恒的眼光来看。
We need to have this eternal vision.
当我们看见那个永恒的价值的时候，我们知道神他在我们身上所做成的是那个永远的生命。
When we see this eternal value of God, we can see this eternal life that God has made in us.
是神儿子属天荣耀的生命。
That is the heavenly and glorious life of Son of God.
那我们怎么样才能够有出世的土产来献给神？
So how can we produce the first fruits of land and offer to Him?
土产是不可能从空气里面出来的。
So the first fruits do not come out of the air.
是从初熟的土产是从田地里面生产出来的。
They grow out of the ground.
所以如果没有产业的话，就没有出产。
So there will be no first fruits without a piece of land.
而产业是要通过征战去得着的。
And the land is gained through warfare.
所以没有征战就没有产业。
So without warfare, there is no land.
没有产业就没有初熟的土产。
So there, without the land, there is no first fruits.
所以我们首先是要经过征战的。
So firstly, we have to go through the warfare.
感谢主，耶稣基督已经得胜了。
Thank God, Christ has already won.
我们在基督里也一同的得胜，所以在属灵的地位上来说，我们已经是站在得胜的地位上。
So we have won with our Christ. So as far as our spiritual status is concerned, we, the children of God, have already obtained the victory.
换句话说，就是那个得胜的结果已经定了。
So in other words, the outcome of victory has already been determined.
所以我们每一个信主的弟兄姊妹，我们都有荣耀的盼望。
So every saved saints, brothers and sisters, we all have this glorious hope.
但是就着我们属灵生命成长的那个经历来说，
But as far as our spiritual life grows experience is concerned,
我们是常常需要顺从圣灵的引领来征战。
We often have to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and fight.
而且是凭着信心来征战。
And fight by faith.
就好像以色列人他们跟从约书亚的来征战一样。
Just like the Israelites fought with Joshua.
并且我们征战的对象不是属血气的。
And also the object of our battles, our fights are not flesh or blood.
我们的征战的对象就是我们自己的这个老我。
But that of evil spirits, the old us.
就是我们需要凭着信心来胜过我们肉体的邪情私欲。
We have to, by overcoming the passions and desires of the flesh by faith.
基督，就是神的儿子基督耶稣的那个属天荣美的那个生命，才可能在我们的身上能够成长，能够有一天彰显出来。
Then the life of the heavenly life of Lord Jesus, Son of God, can come out of us one day.
并且地里要有出产，光有土地，光有田产还是不行的。
So for the land to produce, having the land alone is not enough.
要有初熟的土产，神的百姓需要在神所赐的田产上辛勤的劳作。
So the people need to cultivate the inherited land from God in order to have the first fruits.
一个耕种的人，他要有收获，他一定要付出相当的时间和精力。
So to reap a harvest, a farmer must devote time and energy.
他要熟悉耕种的规则。
And he has to be familiar with farming techniques and rules.
他要做一个殷勤的农夫。
He has to be a diligent farmer.
所以我们有了基督测不透的丰富。
So we have this unsearchable riches of Christ.
我们还要学习做基督里殷勤的人。
And we still need to learn to be a diligent people in Christ.
就像彼得后书一章里面所说的。
Just like it says in the Second Peter chapter 1.
要分外殷勤，在认识我们主耶稣基督上，不至于闲懒，不结果子。
Give all diligence so that you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
比如说在神的话语上，我们要学习做殷勤的农夫。
So for example, in the word of God, we must learn to be a diligent farmer.
我们盼望我们在神的话语上我们有所得着，我们盼望圣灵把神的话解开放在我们的心中。
So we want to be supplied with God's words and let the Holy Spirit interpret God's words and put them in our hearts.
能够成为我们生命的亮光，成为我们生命的供应。
And to be the light of our life and to supply us in the life.
甚至能够供应别人。
Or even to be able to provide others.
那我们就一定要学习做在基督里殷勤的人。
So we have to be a diligent person in Christ.
在神的话语上殷勤，有许多的，特别是年长的弟兄姊妹，在我们面前做了非常美好的见证。
We have so many good examples, as a diligent person in God's words, especially those elderly brothers and sisters.
有一个年长的姊妹，有弟兄姊妹为她做了一个非常让我感动的见证。
There is an elderly sister, brothers and sisters have made a very beautiful testimony about her.
这个年长的姊妹，她的生命已经要到在地上的年日将要结束的时候。
So when her earthly life is about to end.
这位年长的年迈的姊妹，她仍然殷勤地读神的话语。
But she was still reading God's words diligently.
这是到她生命的末了，在地上生命的末了，她眼睛已经看不到书了。
Until at the time of the end of her life, her eyes could not read the book at all.
她就用录音，她就每天听，听圣经录音。
But she still listened to the video, to the audio book of the Bible.
看在老姊妹的心中对神的话语的渴慕，她的殷勤，真的是我们每一个属神的儿女的学习的榜样。
The desires of God's word and the diligence in her life is indeed our example.
耕种也要根据时间的。
So planting the seeds are according to time.
耕种的时候有松土的时候。
There's a time to loosen the soil.
有撒种的时候，有施肥的时候。
Time to sow, time to reap.
有除草的时候，有收割的时候。
And time to reap and time to harvest.
而且要及时的收割。
And then we need to reap the crops timely.
错过其中任何一个环节都不会有收成，不会有好的收成。
There will be no harvest if you miss any single step.
所以殷勤的农夫不但要熟知耕种的知识。
So a diligent farmer not only need to be familiar with the knowledge of farming.
而且还要按照时令来耕作，要殷勤的耕作。
But also need to work according to the season without delay to work diligently.
他是不能够拖延的。
Yeah, he has to work without delay.
所以我们手中的时间是非常的有限的。
The time in our hands are very limited.
一年又一年，一个月又一个月，一年又一年，时间好像在我们的手中非常快的就过去了。
So month after month, year after year, time passes so quickly.
前一段时间我们同学在国内的同学，他们有一个入学30年的纪念的聚会。
So a few days ago, there is a gathering of my college classmates for our 30th anniversary of college.
我才突然意识到我已经大学入学30年了。
And I just realized that, have already, 30 years has passed through my, since my college time.
然后我看到他们发给我的照片。
When I was looking at the picture they sent me.
然后我就禁不住感慨说，哎呀，怎么这么老了？
I got quite emotional and said, oh, how come they've become so old?
我说我的那些同学，怎么我就忍不住发出一个惊叹，这么老了。
I was wowed, like, oh, how old, how come they have become so old?
然后我太太在旁边就提醒我，你不要说别人。
My wife reminded me that you don't talk about others.
你看看你自己啊。
Look at yourself.
我赶快去照镜子。
Then I quickly take a look at the mirror.
果然是两鬓发白，满脸皱纹。
So my hair on both sides are already gray, and my face are full of wrinkles.
真的是老了，跟我的同学也差不多。
I'm truly getting old, and same like my classmates.
真的，在我们手中的时日是非常的有限的。
So truly, the days in our hands are very limited. The time will pass quickly. So do not miss any precious circumstances God has allocated to us. And do not miss any single lesson that God wants us to learn.
孩子是神赐给我们的宝贵的产业。
So children are precious inheritance entrusted to us by God.
我们从小把孩子带到神的面前。
We bring them before God since they were very young.
我们教导他们当行的路, 盼望有一天他们长大了,他们能够敬畏神。
So we teach them the path they should walk and hope that when they will one day they will fear God.
盼望他们能够敬畏神,侍奉神,能够跟从神。
Hope that they will fear God, serve God and follow God.
他们能够成为继承 属灵的产业的人能够有出世的果子献给神。
They can be a person to inherit a spiritual inheritance from God, and then they will have the first fruits which God is pleasing.
可是光阴似箭，孩子们飞快的就长大了。
But time flies, our children will grow up very quickly, very fast.
当我们看见我们长大的孩子，我们觉得他们长大好像就在一瞬间。
We feel that our kids just grow up within the blink of eyes.
我们有多少的时间可以来教导他们敬畏神？
How much time do we have to teach them to fear God?
我们有多少的机会可以来引导他们经历神、认识神？
How many opportunities that we have that we can lead them to experience the Lord and know Him more?
没有很多的。
Not many.
在我们还能够来陪伴孩子们成长的 宝贵的时间里面，有限的年日里。
So in the limited years, the time that we have to grow up with our children.
在这些孩子们身上有松土的时候。
So there will be time to loosen the soil.
有播种的时候，有除草的时候，有施肥的时候。
The time to sow the seeds, to water, and then to weed.
有收割的时候。
And to reap.
求神赐给我们殷勤和智慧。
So may God give us the wisdom and the diligence.
不要错过了在孩子们身上的这些耕种的时候。
Not to miss the opportunity of farming on our kids.
好像我们的下一代，他们也能够承受神丰盛的产业。
So that our next generation can also have the first fruits and can also receive this abundant inheritance from God.
好像他们也能够有出书的果子可以献给神。
And so that they will have the first fruits to offer to God.
那我们收了出熟的土产，当以色列民他们收了出熟的土产，他们还要放在存在筐子里。
So when the Israelites harvested the first fruits of the land, they would put them in a basket.
然后他们把存在筐子里的土产带到神的面前来献给神。
They will bring those baskets to God and offer to Him.
当土产收上来的时候，它还是属于你的。
So when the produce have been harvested, it is still yours.
你可以当时就享受它，你也可以把它储藏了，然后以后慢慢的享受，你甚至可以把它送给人。
Yeah, you can eat and enjoy them immediately, or you can store them up and enjoy them later, or even give them away.
土产在你的手中的时候。 你有完全的主权。
So when the produce is still in your hands, you have complete sovereignty.
但是当你把它放在那个筐子里的时候，就是你把主权交给了主。
But once you put the produce into the basket, it belongs to God, which means you have given the sovereignty to God.
所以把出熟的土产放在筐子里，这个动作就预表着把主权交给神。
So the gesture of putting the produce into the baskets means that you hand over the sovereignty of the produce to God.
一个把主权交给神的人，他必定是一个谦卑的人。
So a person who gave the sovereignty to God must be a humble man.
在《生命记》23章3到10节，这是我们刚才读过的。
So in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 26, verse 3-10, we just read.
我们看见一个带着感恩的心，谦卑的来到神的面前，把自己的土产献给神的人。
Here we see a picture of a person humbly coming before God with a thankful heart and offering to God the first fruits, representing all that he has.
对，这代表他所有的都献给神的一个图画。
This is a picture, showing that he has given all he has to God.
一个奉献的人，他是首先承认自己是将亡之人，就像那个第五节里面说的。
So one who wants to consecrate himself must admit that he is a person about to perish, just like it talks about in the verse 5.
就是因着神伸手拯救了他，并且他所有的都是神恩赐给他的。
So because God stretched out his hand and saved him, and all that he has is given by God.
所以他要把代表他所有的那个出俗的土产，他要带来献给神。
So he wants to consecrate him to God and then give all he has to him.
这是以色列人他们真实的经历，也是今天我们这些蒙恩得救的人我们真实的经历。
So this is the real experience of the Israelites, and it is also the real experience of us who have been saved by grace.
我们本来是与神的国无份无关的，我们是将亡之人，是我们的生命是归于尘土。
So we used to have no part in the kingdom of God. We are the people about to perish.
本来是永远的沉沦。
And then our ending is the eternal death.
是神伸手从高天拯救了我们。
But it was God who stretched his hands and saved us.
并且他把神儿子的生命放在了我们的里面。
And also put his life, the life of his son into us.
我们得着了基督测不透的丰富。
Then we have received this unsearchable richness of Christ.
我们今天我们所有的都是从神来的，都是神的丰盛的恩赐。
So everything we have today is all from God's grace.
我们一切所有的都是属于神的。
Everything we have belongs to God.
那我们怎么知道我们是承认我们一切的所有都是属于神的呢？
So how do we know that we are acknowledging that everything we have belongs to God?
那有一个试验。
There's one test.
就是我们有没有顾到神家的需要。我们有没有顾到弟兄姊妹的需要？
To ask yourself whether we have taken care of the needs of the house of God and the needs of brothers and sisters.
所以十一奉献可以让我们这些属神的儿女，我们来学习做一个谦卑的，学习谦卑来操练爱神爱人。
Tithe allow us, the children of God, to practice loving God and loving one another.
我们若说我们要爱神爱人，在钱财的奉献上我们可以有一个真实的操练。
So if we say that we love God and love brothers and sisters, we should have real practice in offering of money.
我们看到在第十节十一节这里，
So when we look at the verse 10 and 11,
当神的百姓谦卑地把土产放在筐子里带到神的面前献给神的时候，
When the God's people humbly put the first fruits of their produce in baskets and bring them before God,
看11节，这些土产也成为了利未人还有他们中间聚居的还有孤儿寡母的供应。
And then look at the verse 11. They have already become the provision for the sojourners, orphans, and the widows among them.
所以众人都要因着神所赐的福分来欢乐。
So everyone must rejoice in the blessings bestowed by God.
这也是我们今天属神的儿女，我们可以真实的来经历的神的属天的福分。
This is also a heavenly blessing that we, as the children of God, can truly experience today.
传道书说，栽种有时，拔出所栽种的也有时。
The book of Ecclesiastes says a time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted.
神今天把我们栽种在他丰盛的恩典的上面。
So today, God planted us on top of His heavenly grace.
他要叫神儿子那个属天荣美的生命在我们的里面生长，并且彰显出来。
So that the glorious life of the Son of God will grow and manifest in us.
盼望有一天收割的时候。
So hopefully one day when we pull it out.
他所收获的。不是一无所有，不是那个嫩苗。
The things that we will harvest will not be seedlings.
不是半生不熟，而是那个荣美、丰盛、属天、成熟的生命。
Or half-grown plants, but abundant, beautiful, and heavenly mature life.
愿我们每一个属神的儿女，我们都来学习在基督里做殷勤的人。
So may each of God's children be a diligent person in Christ.
谦卑虚己，甘心奉献。
Be humble and willing to give.
爱神，爱人，做神圣洁的子民。
Love God and love one another. Be God's holy people.
我们一起仰望主。
Let's look upon the Lord.
主，我们要感谢你。
Oh Lord, we truly thank you.
赐给我们的丰盛，实在不是我们人心所能够想到的。
The abundance that you have given us is beyond our imagination.
我们本来是那将亡的亚南人。
We were the people who were about to perish.
我们本来是归于尘土，是永远的沉沦。
We used to be a people who belonged to the ground and about to die.
是你舍己将我们救赎。
It was you who sacrificed yourself and saved us.
并且你把神儿子属天荣美的生命放在了我们里面。
And bestowed the life, the glorious and beautiful life of your Son into us.
愿你来制作我们，来破碎我们老我的生命。
May you make us inside and then break us out the old us.
用你的爱来吸引我们。
May your love to attract us.
慈神爱所来牵引我们。
Lead us.
叫我们的生命变化更新，能够与你那个属天的神儿子的生命相称。
So that our lives can be transformed to be a new creation, so that we can be worthy your new life, the life of Son of God.
能够活出那个丰盛的、荣美的、那个成熟的属天的生命。
So that we can live out this glorious and mature life of God.Jesus Christ.
愿你的工作做成在每一个属你的儿女们的身上。
May your work be done in each one of your children, each one of the children of God.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.